Welcome to New Human Living Radio Show, bringing you powerful interviews to awaken the power in you. Learn more at newhumanliving.com. And now your host, Les Jensen.
Hello, and thanks for joining us tonight. I think we're in for a real delightful conversation. Our topic tonight is consciousness, the only elegant solution to human problems, and our guest is Dr. Dean Allen. And we'll bring him on in just a few minutes, but I wanted to take a moment to talk about the idea of human consciousness and where it's going. Because the show tonight, we're going to talk about you as consciousness, you as a player in this human consciousness, and what you can do to craft and align your own persona with a better, clearer understanding of how you play your role out. And the part I wanted to touch base on is the opportunity, the extreme opportunity as far as lifetimes are concerned. When, you know, my side of the coin is this notion of what is power and our own relationship to this power, and our, as far as a human being is concerned, our power is divine love, yet those are just words. Unless you can get a fulcrum point, unless you can get traction, it's just a mental understanding or even a mental dialogue. But if everybody on the planet was divine, in other words, there was no karmic imprinting whatsoever, and we were all beings of light, all of us, all beings of light, we would have no opportunity to really play out a powerful lifetime. In our human form, when we chose as souls to get separated from our truth, to disconnect from our understanding of the truth. And this has gone on for so many, many years. We have karmically imprinted the vast majority of the truth of who we are into our subconscious, and it's not available for a conscious mind. And that affords an opportunity for a powerful persona, a power play, if you will, as a human being incarnate on a planet. To go back to what the idea of, if we were all divine beings, there would be nothing to be powerful with. We created this situation, we created this paradigm so we could come into our human form and, without knowing the big picture, incrementally come to understand the big picture, and then I suggest a very, very powerful play for a human being is to be able to leverage the immense divine love within our own being towards the collective through the vehicle of compassion. That mechanism right there is the vehicle of playing out divine power as a human being on a planet entrenched in a karmic story. So what we're going to talk about tonight, and I'm so delighted to have our guest on tonight, is our own relationship with ourselves, our own relationship with who we are and how we've got stuck and how we've disconnected from our truth, and more importantly, how to reconnect with our truth. We've had Dr. Dean Allen on the show before, and it was a delightful conversation. I'm so glad to have him back. Dr. Dean Allen holds a PhD in clinical psychology and has worked with thousands of clients using an infrared science that integrates a client's physical, emotional, and mental functioning that allows them to be conscious of how their past trauma memory may be making dysfunctional decisions in their presence, and most importantly, how to stop it. Join me in welcoming Dr. Dean Allen to the show. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Les.
So, can you give us a snapshot, if we have some first-time listeners tonight, can you give us a snapshot of your modality and how it affects our human condition?
Sure. Basically, it's quite simple once you see it clearly. It's nothing more than using infrared to measure the electrical energy flow between every organ and every other organ in the body. And this corresponds with disease patterns and also clues you in to what the emotional issues are for each one of those circuits. And as you become conscious of that, you begin to see much more clearly who you are and how you function. And, of course, once you can do that, then you can operate much more effectively and productively and efficiently. And, of course, that's what this period in time is really demanding, because with the consciousness rising and the frequency of the earth even rising over this period of time, it's making people face issues that are coming up that they have to be able to process as clearly and quickly as possible, or basically it buries them. And so there's an acceleration of what we need to be able to process clearly and quickly right now, and it's probably going to increase for a while.
So you're saying that as the frequency of the earth increases, the incongruencies within our own consciousness, whether we're aware of them or not, will be brought to the surface. And
right.
What you bring is an understanding of
right.
The, of
right.
What's
because
happening.
That processing is the critical element, because if you can't process what you're being faced with, which is this higher level of consciousness, which makes you conscious of previously unconscious things. See?
Sure.
And when you do that, you have to process it out. And probably the biggest thing that I see that's going to happen is belief systems. I mean, this planet is into some rather bizarre belief systems that do not align with energetic reality at all. And, of course, the first one that's going to get corrected is the financial system. And they've been in the process of doing this probably for 10 years now, is to get real. And what that really means is that we've got to get on a money system that is associated with real value. And we haven't been there for, you know, over 100 years.
Right.
And so we've kind of gotten into a habit of a currency or a money system that really isn't even real. So that's a difficult one to process without clarity.
Sure. And that affects human beings on so many levels. I mean, karmically, the monolithic idea of a single currency, and then it's not a solid currency, it's a virtual currency, so it's been exploited
right.
So many times. The power behind it has been so diluted that once we move on...
Well, and it's so easily manipulated, especially in the previous computer system that handles all world finances. They were only able to go back, I think, a couple generations to see where the money had come from or where it was going or whatever. In the new system, they can go back 40 generations. And that takes care of a lot of money laundering right there.
That draws a picture. So let's take a look at us as individuals, I mean, you've had thousands of clients, and I would suspect that no two of them have the same karmic journey. How do you,
right.
How does your method, give the advantage to your clients as far as A, releasing the past, and B, understanding it?
Well, as you said, everyone is different in terms of their programming and their history and their memory. Everybody's completely individualized on that one. But what they're all the same on is the computer. They all have a human body with 23 organs and glands, and all of them have the same purpose, plan, function, issue, and trauma. And it's basically organ gland language. And once you learn that language about who you are and how you function, it's a lot easier to manipulate or to align with reality, because your concepts align with energetic reality as it exists. And of course, what confusion is when your concepts don't fuse with energetic reality as it exists. And that's always a failing strategy.
Now, you've laid out these principles in your book. Can you share the name of your book with us?
The name of my book is Know Thyself. And the subtitle is Your Body's Wisdom for Living Consciously. And it's available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. So if you do a search for Dean G. Allen, Know Thyself, I'm sure it comes up in a search engine. So it's easy to find.
So in that book, you talk about the 23 organs and their role is how they are involved in taking on the darkness or getting incongruent with the nature of energy, and then your
right.
your process is describes a path to resolving that and cleansing that. Can you go over that?
Well, yeah, probably the simplest way to go over it is the entire universe is basically made up of two energies. And when we look out into the universe, we can see, part of it we can see, these two forces. And the two forces are basically stars and black holes. And one is light, and one is darkness. And, of course, you can't see the black holes, but you can see the effect of the black holes. And so this basic principle of two energies, one that pushes, which radiates, which is stars, and one that pulls, which is black holes. And every individual has these two energies within them also. And it's on the individual level, what I refer to it is the ways of the spirit and the ways of the dragon. And the ways of the dragon are primarily designed to survive life-threatening situations where you have no trustworthy connections and you're on your own. Now, I want you to think about that philosophy. If you're in that position, what philosophy would you follow? And that's what the dragon philosophy is. And it's basically many times it's called ego-oriented, but it's very self-oriented. In other words, the basic premise of that energy is personal survival in the moment. And it's very good at accomplishing that in the moment, but the problem with the dragon solutions is they're almost always short-term solutions that look really good, maybe, but they always create long-term problems. And that's what consciousness resolves, because consciousness allows you to see more clearly, more quickly, further down the path. And so you can make it around these dragon curves, but if you don't, well, you're going to get trapped up in them, and if you don't process clear enough and quick enough, you're going to be in confusion, and that's not helping you.
Well, you've used the term dragon curve. Can you elaborate on what you mean by that?
Well, it's actually very simple, or in the simplest form. The word itself explains it. The primary human problem is drag on spirit, life force, energy flow. And that translates into almost all human problems. Now, what consciousness does is allow you to see how these dragons affect and drag on your life force energy flow, and of course the measurement in the infrared that I use shows you exactly which organ it's on or which circuit it's on. And as soon as you know what circuit it's on and you know what the emotional issue is for the organs and glands in that circuit, then you pretty much know what the issue is and what the problem is, because the problem usually comes down to too much or not enough of what the organ is trying to do, and that creates problems. And of course the solution is always balance, and that's the right dose at the right time. So that's what we're always looking for, but it's pretty hard to get the right dose at the right time if you're not conscious.
Sure. So when you work with people, you're able to identify the most prominent, need or conflict in the moment?
Well, organ, I would say. It's usually,
sure,
usually comes down to one organ that everything centers around. And, then around that, for example, I have a client with immune system issues. And, of course, when you look into their history, they have issues around the emotion that's associated with the thymus, which is primarily associated with the immune system. And that emotion is aggression. And as I said, the problem is usually too much or not enough. The too much is when the person is too aggressive and burns themselves out, basically. And the not enough is when the person doesn't show up and stand up to protect themselves.
Right.
And so the right dose at the right time is being able to show up and stand up at the right time and not do it in such a way that you burn yourself out.
So you're...
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. So when you work with people, you tend to find one prominent organ that...
Many times. Basically, when I do that scan, it gives me a chain, which basically tells me what's going on at that time, unconsciously, subconsciously, and consciously. And then I go through an interactive process with the client to connect the dots with their life and their behaviors and their problems and the emotional issues and the physical issues. And it isn't long before you can create a pretty clear picture.
So once you see that pattern in the more prominent aspects of your life, you're recognizing a theme perhaps behind your behavior where you've been in out of balance with these
right.
few prominent organs. So for yourself, as you work with this and you bring resolution to it, how does it affect you on a personal level? I mean, how has your life changed?
Well, what happens is you're able to see more clearly and more quickly triggers. Because what trauma memory does and the way it operates is off of triggers. And what it comes down to is how conscious you are of what's happening in the moment so that you don't end up reacting to a trigger and projecting that old emotional issue from the past into the present so that you're seeing the present as if it was the past and therefore making decisions in the present as if it was the past, And you see how you get off course really fast on that one.
Oh, sure. You're able to basically break the pattern of patterning itself.
Right. And you can only do that by being conscious of it in the moment, but you're not going to be conscious of it in the moment if you don't even know how the system works or what's going on or anything, you know?
Right. So as you're able to bring consciousness, just like the title of the show, it brings a new solution to what was previously a subconscious habit or pattern.
Right, exactly.
So when you're,
and what happens is you end up doing things more quickly that work and avoiding things more quickly that don't work.
Sure, or ignoring. Ignoring things
right.
that have no truth to them.
Right.
So that quickening, you know, that has a nice ring to it, because if indeed we are the infinite beings that we are, and we've been disconnected from our truth, part of that effect would be that we're not in step. We're not in step with our potential. We're not in step with the easiest path. So I would think that as you spend time with this, it would get easier and more familiar. And, of course, as with anything, the more time you spend with something, the more intuitive you get about it.
Right. Yeah, well, it's called with the flow. And if you can be clear enough and quick enough in the moment, because, see, everything that happens that we have to make decisions on comes down to a moment of power. And how clear you are in that moment of power to make decisions that regenerate instead of unconsciously and reactively making decisions that degenerate,
right.
That makes all the difference right there.
Sure. So as you get more and more comfortable and clear, then you're able to have a greater effect in the moment, and you're more effective, and it'd be easier too. So it can
well, and it greatly increases your personal power, because you're much more believable. Because you're believable, you know, you're aligned with reality, and that's really what believable is, you know.
So does this turn out to be like layers of an onion, where?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and it's one step at a time, and you know, it's a long process. But I found that what I think is most important that we get clear on first is who we are and how we function. Forget about the personal stuff, because until you understand clearly and energetically who we are and how we function as 23 organs and glands that each have a very specific purpose, plan, function, issue, and trauma, then you don't know who you are and how you function. And if you don't know who you are and how you function, how do you expect to win the game?
Why don't you elaborate on that?
Well, it's the analogy that I always use. I like to use real-life examples. If you were in the racing circuit and you had a race car and you wanted to go try it out on a track, you know, a racetrack,
sure.
The first thing they would do is see if you qualify. Because if you don't know your car and how it works, they don't want you on the track because you're a hazard to everybody else.
Sure.
Well, using those rules, basically, humans don't qualify to be on the track. But what has happened, because there's so many in that position, is they've created a new circuit for humans that don't know who they are or how they function, and that's what we're into right now. And that's what it's about to change. That's what this reset is all about, because when you do that, it'll only go so far before it crashes. And we're at the crash point right now.
So as this reset happens, all the human beings that are have these incongruent elements about themselves, as the vibration of the planet rises and the reset proceeds, everything incongruent within your own being is going to be coming to the surface. What would you say to our listeners as far as how to navigate that upheaval of your incongruent self?
Well, the overall issue that you've got to avoid as much as possible is what is called reactivity. Almost all human problems are traced back to reactivity in the moment instead of clear, appropriate clarity and action. So the answer in the moment to this is learn how to take a deep breath and count to 10. Sounds overly simple, but it really isn't. Because it's that moment of pause to allow consciousness to surface that might change everything. See what
so
I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. So when you're in that moment of pause and you have that choice point in front of you and imprinting wants to drop into the reactive pattern of the one choice, and yet there's that other choice that is much more congruent with you living in truth. So is there a way to weigh that choice from the ego's point of view?
Well, weigh the choice. I'm not exactly sure what you mean by that.
Well, I guess the maybe a clearer way to say that is have some clarity about which choice is aligned with your truth and which choice would be dropping back into pattern.
Well, yes. Probably the easiest way to understand that, I kind of already mentioned it, is your choice always comes down to the defensive, protective ways of the dragon or the accepting, loving, connecting ways of the spirit. Now, the ways of the spirit always work with clarity because that connection has to be trustworthy. And see, if it isn't trustworthy, then you got to go into defense to survive.
Sure.
So the option that you're always faced with is, do you want to proceed defensively and degeneratively or offensively if you have trustworthy connections so that it will result in productivity? And the math on these two options is the dragon solution or the defensive solutions come down to 1 - 1 = 0. The math on the spirit side is 1 + 1 = 3. So the choice is always, do you want 0 or 3?
Right.
But that's not always that clear in the moment.
Well, yeah, that's what I was getting at is to be able to recognize. And I think just talking about it, it helps bring a context to it. And I liked what you said about the reactive pattern tends to be defensive, and that has I quickly visualize a sense of posture where you have your guard up, and spirit and flow doesn't ever want restriction. It's accepting by its very nature. It's accepting and it's expansive by its very nature. So, you know, it's the notion that love can never be depleted by sharing it.
Right. Exactly. So that's really the entire human struggle right there. And since we've been in the Dark Ages for the last 13,000 years, we've kind of built up a lot of habits to operate that way. But at this point in time, we are moving into the northern hemisphere of the galactic plane, which is a positive energy versus where we've been for the last 13 years, which is the southern hemisphere of the galactic plane, which is a negative environment. So we're leaving where the environment has supported the ways of the dragon for the last 13,000 years and entering into a new period where the wind's blowing in a different direction, and it's now at the back of the spirit. In other words, the times are now in favor of the spirit, as opposed to the where we've been up to this point.
Sure. Well, can you share with us your perspective on the differences of living in where we've come from, and then give us a glimpse of how you see humanity?
Well, where we've come from is living in defense. And if you didn't live in defense, you could be in real trouble because the rest of the world is basically operating on that, starting with the financial system. And basically the philosophy is every man for themselves, buyer beware. The dragon will do whatever it can do and get away with it. So that's the philosophy we've been operating on for some time, especially in the financial world, if you want an example. But in many ways, because it gets ingrained into our mind that we have to watch out for what we're doing. We can't trust anybody. We got, you know, all of those things are opposed to being conscious.
Right.
Now, it's true that you do have to watch out for people and situations that are not trustworthy, because you can only connect and produce with those that are.
So what's your measuring stick for that?
Measuring stick. Well, time will tell is the big one. Because eventually you're going to figure out whether you're alignments are trustworthy or not.
Well, I guess it'd be a reflection of your relationship with yourself.
Probably all kinds of relationships, at least that involve decisions. But see, this is also the refining process, because each time we make a decision, we get to figure out if it works or doesn't work.
Right.
And hopefully, if we learn from our mistakes clearly and quickly, that works fine. But if we repeat our mistakes over and over and over and over and over again, that doesn't work out so well.
That's what we've been doing.
That's what?
That's what we've been doing.
Well, yeah. And the environment that we've been in, the Dark Ages, has helped to maintain that. But now everything is changing. So we need to be ready for new times, new ways, new insights, higher level of clarity, for more subtle energy, and to recognize that, you know, everything is energy. I wrote something in my book that I think explains this. Four lines. No matter the question, the answer is the same. It's all about energy. It's life's only game.
I like that. It's the most fundamental language of what is.
Right.
Well, as souls that chose to come into this sequence of lives and this particular paradigm, this lifetime seems to be a real pivot point, and I think it provides us some pretty powerful and unusual circumstances to transition from resistance to expansion.
Right.
During the course of a single lifetime.
Right. Oh, it's big. And because it's so big, clarity is almost demanded. Because without it, I liken it to going down the rapids. I don't know whether you've ever done any canoeing or not.
Sure.
But when you hit the rapids, you got to have the paddle in your hand, and you got to have eyes forward, and you got to do whatever's necessary instantly to miss the rocks.
Sure.
Well, that's where we are right now.
And that's part of the rise of consciousness, bringing all the unresolved from our past.
That's right.
Analogy. It's like we're going into the rapids as we bring the
Yeah.
Start to fight.
Right.
What exciting times. I think the...
There's no comparison as far as I'm concerned. We've never been here before, and we haven't really even gotten started yet. The rubber hasn't hit the road, and that's when the squealing begins, is when the rubber hits the ground. And that's probably going to happen when this reset happens. And we're already starting to hear a lot of fear of squealing. But the squealing, I think, might start tomorrow.
Well, you know, the I think there's a real advantage to understanding, you know, it's like when my kids were first learning how to play soccer. I mean, I'm talking toddler, really young kids.
Right.
And they don't even have a concept of how the game is played. And the goalie's
right.
laying down, and he's making a grass hut, and he's got twigs, and he's
right.
got a little diorama going. And yet the kid that understands the name of the game can start scoring
right.
while all
oh,
the
sure.
other players are ignorant. And
oh, yeah. That's a great analogy.
With this transformation, with understanding that people like you provide a methodology of comprehension, it affords you and me, the listener, all human beings, to take a step back enough to see that bigger picture.
Right.
And it's always exciting to understand more and more of our truth, because we're such powerful beings having this human experience, and we're coming out of our ignorance into our
right.
grace.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
So how has that changed your perspective of your life as you get clearer and clearer about this?
Well, It's made me, first of all, realize there's a whole new game coming. From the financial system to the legal system to the political system. It's everything at the same time, because it has to change at the same time. And so I think that what we first have to realize is the rules of the past will not apply to the future. And we're in the present now, right in the middle of that transition. And it's already occurring on many levels, on the financial level, on the non-public side. It's been happening for days or weeks already. So we're actually already there. It just hasn't been publicly announced yet. But it will reach a moment that becomes the only real solution to try and help correct the situation that has been built up for centuries.
Right.
Of unconscious thinking and confusion and operating in a way where our concepts don't align with reality, and then all of a sudden at the end, things don't fit together, you know? And you have bank accounts full of money that no longer has any value.
Right. Oh, sure. Well, the as these changes unfold, it, you know, to, the language of us as human beings is part of the vehicle of understanding, part of the vehicle of, and I think with that understanding comes a sense of comfort in the sense that where we're headed is very much to our benefit.
Very right. Much oh yes.
Our,
no doubt about that.
And when, like you've been following the passion of your heart with understanding the psychology of our human nature and the role organs play and
right.
and the relationship to resistance and expansion and finding that place of balance, by you following your heart, that inner passion, that inner inspiration has brought you to this moment, this day, where you can language this whole
right.
big picture, and that is such
right.
a gift for people who are just coming out of the storm themselves. When everyone
well,
is honored,
it's a necessary clarity for the times that we face.
Sure. To be able to wrap a mental comprehension around it can help us go through the rapids understanding
right.
that picture. So to flip the coin, to fast forward the movie, if you will, after we go through the rapids and we've kind of done the upheaval of our past, our incongruent past, and we've come to a place of balance, how do you see the picture of our human story at that point in the story?
Well, I think what will happen is everything will start to get more real. Probably the best example of that is the world financial system, which is in the process of changing from a fiat-based financial system, which we've been in for over 100 years, to an asset-backed or gold-backed, partially gold-backed, financial system based on the assets and resources within every country's borders. And that study has been going on for a number of years, and they've come up with a formula that will give a fair asset value to every currency, or almost every currency. I think there's 200 and some of them on Earth. And so what that is, in effect, is getting real with money.
Sure.
And so that, you know, a dollar in a currency is worth a dollar of assets somewhere. Now, we haven't been in that position for a long, long time. In fact, Nixon took us off of anything resembling that in 1971. And now what's happening is we're going back onto the gold standard, and we expect that to be announced shortly. It's mostly already done, but they haven't announced it yet.
Well, there's also the personal side of it. I mean, we've been talking about currency. We've been talking about the kind of like the platform of the collective consciousness. As
right.
far as an individual, it's been kind of a survival.
Well, I guess the same principle applies. It's getting more real about everything in your life. Probably having more real conversations, especially with those people that are closest to you. If you can't do that, for whatever reason, whether you don't feel safe or it's not a habit to do that, or any other reason, that's not going to be very functional from this point forward, because basically the competition is going to be with those people that are able to discern trustworthiness and connect with it and create. And if you can do that and do it well, you're going to be ahead of the line. And if you can't, you're not.
Sure. Well, let's take a step back and look at the platform and modality you've created as far as working with clients. Can you share with us some of the stories and examples of transformation you've seen among your clients working with you?
Well, they're all very, very different. The one that I gave you is probably one of the clearest ones, is a person who basically the major complaint was burnout, and was a highly productive person for a long period of time until finally it was just they were burned out. Now, of course, the organ that was associated with that is the thymus, and the emotion of the thymus is aggression. So in other words, what she did is cash out on her aggression to be extremely productive for a period of time. Now, the cost of that period of time was burnout later. And in terms of productivity, it almost cut her productivity into, nothing for a year or more, and she's beginning to come back now. But as a person becomes more conscious of what they did, how they did it, where it came from, they can see it quicker in the moment when it gets triggered. And see, that's the only time that you can change anything, is in your moment of power. And you will either make a decision following the ways of the spirit, which is love and light, or the ways of the dragon, which is confusion, deception, manipulation, fear, and force.
Right.
So those decisions are made instantaneously in the moment. If you are conscious enough to know your history and how your system works and can see it coming, you can say, thank you, unconscious, for sending me that association, but it doesn't really apply here. Thank you. That's consciousness. Right. Unconsciousness is saying, this has happened to me before, this is the same thing, and reacting automatically as if it was. Does that paint a clear picture?
Oh, sure. So if our listeners want to work with you, what kind of modalities do you have? Is it all in person? Do you do things?
Well, the first thing that I would suggest they do is to get familiar with who they are and how they function from the book. And that's my Know Thyself book that's on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And once you understand the language, you'll be able to identify as you read that book which organs are your issues. And once you understand what the issues are, you're going to be able to see where and when and how your old traumas from your past are triggered in your present. And the more conscious you get of that, the closer you're going to be able to be conscious and make conscious decisions and actions in the moment. But if you're not conscious of what's going on energetically there, you're going to get triggered, and it's going to unconsciously project an old association of a trauma memory, and you're going to perceive the present if it was the past and you were reliving it. And you will act accordingly, and it'll be totally self-destructive and degenerative. And it'll show up eventually, especially if you keep doing that over a period of time, it's going to show up as problems. Health problems, emotional problems, relationship problems, you know, all kinds of problems.
So the sooner and the more you become familiar with how these past patterns show up in the present, the more gracefully you can negotiate the rapids of the energy of the earth rising and everything in congruence.
Absolutely. And the reason is because your mind, your concepts, your thoughts are aligned with reality, energetic reality, as it exists. And see, that's always a safe place, because the laws of energy will always operate according to the laws of energy. But if your thinking is not aligned with that, you're going to be out of alignment with reality, and it's going to show up as a problem somehow, some way.
Sure. Well, it'll not be sustainable because it's not congruent with the truth.
Right, and of course the work that I do and also the book will help you begin to connect those dots so that you can see, you know, who you are and how you function on a daily level, and then when you start looking at your history and how that relates to the emotions of different organs and glands, then you're going to be able to see who you are and how you're functioning much more clearly than before, because before, most people, I mean, they've all heard of organs and glands, but most of them think they're all physical things that have nothing to do with our life, and that couldn't be further from the truth. All of the emotional issues are associated with various organs and glands, and each one has a purpose, plan, function, issue, and a trauma that causes it to go into defense.
Right. Well, an hour goes by pretty fast. I want to make sure that you share your contact information and how to get your book again with our listeners. Can you do that for us?
Okay. The name of the book is Know Thyself, and the subtitle is Your Body's Wisdom for Living Consciously. It basically covers all 23 organ gland energy systems and the emotional issues associated with it. So that you can get a much clearer idea who you are and how you function. And it's available on Barnes & Noble or Amazon. If you just do a search in the search engine, Dean G. Allen, Know Thyself, it will come up in both of those, Amazon and Barnes & Noble. So that's how you get the book. My email, if you wanted to communicate with me directly, is dgallen, Ph.D., at AOL.com. It's just my initials and name, dgallen, Ph.D., at AOL.com.
Well, I want to thank you for being our guest again. It's always a delight sharing a conversation with you and your insight as to the role our organs play
right.
And our relationship with that imprinting of the past.
Right.
Do you have any closing thoughts?
Well, I think we've covered most of them. I think that, like I say, the most important thing as a first step is to understand clearly who you are and how you function, not only physically, but also how that physical function of the organs and glands relates to its emotional function. And like I say, each one has a separate feeling and a separate emotion for a separate purpose. And once you begin to see all of this, it all makes sense to you because on a deeper level, you probably already know all of that. But until you have the concepts to be able to think about it consciously, it doesn't do you a lot of good. So basically what the book will do is give you the concepts to understand who you are and how you function. And then from that point, you can start understanding yourself better. In the future, I plan on having a much more user-friendly system that will be available to more people so that they can get a personal readout of their own scan and their individual issues in terms of block circuits and what that is. And that's the work that I've been doing for the last, 20-some years. And so I don't do a lot of that work anymore because I have come to realize that until a person really begins to understand who they are and how they function in terms of organs and glands, it's much more helpful if we can start off at that point. So that's why I'm kind of focused on what I've already written in the book and outline that. And then as we move forward with this, why I plan on having a place that people can come and get started and, do their own personal work and do it in an environment that'll be very enjoyable and productive and allow a forum for a lot of consciously seeking people to connect with each other. So that's my goal.
Well, very nice. Well, I want to thank you again for being our guest tonight. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Les. Thank you for asking me, and I appreciate doing this, and it's always a blast. So thank you, thank you.
We've been talking with Dr. Dean Allen, and the topic tonight has been consciousness, the only elegant solution to our human problems. You know, when you take the time to understand the truth of who you are and get a picture, a mental model, if you will, about the nature of our human nature, it always brings a deeper sense of comfort. A lot of times our experience of the past can give us a sense of struggle or worry or fret, of posture, of defense. And that information, that understanding of a bigger picture can bring a place of comfort because, in truth, we're bigger. We're certainly bigger than any problem or condition that comes our way. We're here to go through as human beings the nature of our human nature itself. So I'm always delighted to bring new perspectives and new understandings to people like you. We've got a whole archive of wonderful radio shows. They're great for your commute. You're going to get on an airplane or whatnot. Look through the library and dial up a show and grow yourself as you propagate through time and space during your day. We all have more power to discover about it. And when we do that, we help all of humanity understand the nature of their power too. It's been a delight and pleasure sharing this time with you. I'm your host, Les Jensen. Until next time, thanks for listening.
This has been a New Human Living radio broadcast to bring your soul's inspiration into effect and live your life wide open. Check out our host, Les Jensen's latest book, Citizen King, The New Age of Power, at newhumanliving.com. Thanks for listening.